the hell is this?
Parlez, vous, Francais? None? Then you need the all-new International Log! Just tug its twig, and you'll turn your log into a talking tree, fluent in 5 foreign tongues! There's French!
Allez, viens, mon coco!
German!
Raspidoit! Strudel!
Espanol!
Las cucarachas entran, pero no pueden salir.
Spanish!
I am a bearded lady.
And of course, New Yorkese!
Hey! Can't you see I'm walking here?
Yes, Log! All nations love Log! So hurry now to your local store and be the first in your country to have the International Log!
What rolls down stairs, motor and tears, over your neighbor's dog? What's great for a snack and fits on your back? It's Log, Log, Log. It's Log, Log. It's big, it's heavy, it's wood. It's Log, Log. It's better than bad, it's good.
Tout le monde aime le log.
Yeah, it's really fun. I got your log right here.
Everyone needs a log. So you're gonna love it, Log.
Yes, sir, I like it.
Oh, yeah. Prophet, sorry.
Hi, this is Britney Spears, and sometimes my friends can't come to the phone, and this is one of those times. So leave a message at the beep, and baby, they'll call you back one more time. And thanks for calling.
Pirate radio is a really good thing. Don't hate the media, become the media. Pirate radio is a really good thing.
That's right, it's 9 p.m. on Sunday night on Rand Radio, and it's time for What the Hell. If you like this show, ICQ your friends about it. Rand Radio's ICQ is 51558. Informed of the goings-on at Rant Radio. To chat with us during the show, go to www.rantradio.com and click on chat. Or if you're IRC savvy, go to the download servers in the Rant Radio channel. If you want to send death threats, you can email me at info@rantradio.com. And now, here's the host of What the Hell, Severian!
Welcome, welcome, welcome. March 19th, 2000, week number 64 of What the Hell.
What the Hell?
See, that's why I said it was too loud, because we're going to get really loud here, so turn the speakers down.
Turn the speakers down after.
Hey, hello, everybody. Let's go around the room and see what's going on. First of all, big shouts out to everyone. We got a full house tonight. We got a full show planned.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be fucking deadly.
Look at that. Lots of people.
Lots of people. Lots of good, hard, strong men.
And Pixie Chick
and
just
women.
Quit during the Britney Spears song. So I don't blame her.
Yeah,
really.
Well, Samarian has this.
I've often said, I wouldn't mind fucking Britney Spears, but I don't want to talk to her and I don't want to know her.
Sure. That's so cold.
Evil.
Well,
so
you want to know her in the biblical sense, but other than that, I would know you.
Know you. I'd wink at her about 300 yards. That's about all I'd do with Britney fucking Spears. Hey, bitch, your whole head came off. Look at that.
So that's on my answering machine. Right, just to annoy people.
Bridget Nielsen and what's that other black chick who's really scary from the Conan movie?
Grace Jones.
And like a lesbian dyke fest, and they both like, you know, rape and kill her. Not necessarily in that order.
That's not me. That's one of my favorite bands, Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, if you're wondering who that is. No, it's not me singing. Damn, the sound stopped.
Damn, the sound. Okay, sound. I hereby damn thee. Okay.
Damn thee all to hell.
Damn thee all to heck.
We will go around the room here.
Okay.
See who's in the house this week.
Here.
And we got Kurt on the camera this week.
Well, you got to get in front of the camera first. Get in front of the camera first.
You can do it last.
Camera first.
Kurt
Burt on camera.
That's a great Kurt Burt.
Good shot. Good shot.
Quickly, get him in the
corner. Also known as the Living Muppet.
And it's Samarian here.
Hi, Samarian.
Oh, those are great shots. Good shots. Moving right over to
Daxter.
The Daxter.
Not only that,
Yep. How the hell do you do that? We should try to get the exact same shot and keep putting the same fucking shot up.
Then you morph them over the weeks.
Oh, yeah, brutal.
Like, all of a sudden, 1 week, the
minute. Moving right along.
You notice after about two or three works,
we have Ronan Medic in the house. Pleasure
Ronan
to meet you.
Medic.
Ronan Medic.
Your first
Medic?
Visit?
Actually, this is Ronan Medic's first
wow.
visit. That is Ronan. That is
that's pretty
I
good.
I prefer the name Coma Boy.
No, he's Ronan Medic. That was his name. That's his
Medic.
Name.
Medic. Also known sometimes as Aqualad.
Aqualad.
It goes on and on.
I actually
and on.
Heard that. That's a good mic. That'll work. Maybe it's not such a good thing. Those headphones.
God, it's the death rattle of a Disney duck creature.
Stunning
right
performance.
There.
That's evolved.
You're welcome.
My God, somebody raped Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Ronan Suryat says it's about time. And Ronan Suryat to celebrate the IRA weekend.
All
in black. And it's all black. Black ops gear. Britannia will fall. Please stand up, Ronan Suryat, so we can see that it's not just a mask. In fact, that he does, in fact, have the complete Night Ops gear.
I'm a Soul Trooper for all seasons, all terrains, all the time.
Yes, Ronan Suryat. He's a
hardcore
very happy, happy person. I personally keep him in a large glass case, which I fill with BZ compound and I break only in case I think there's someone on my lawn. In which case he goes out, I unplug him from my VR system, which is in a constant war simulator listening to Static X. And then we calm him down with some corn and Limp Bizkit, and then before we put him right back into the simulator.
Nice.
Pleasure to serve you always, Founder.
Nice big warm glass of Valium.
Yeah, he's very very good. He is where you know the dark side everybody talks about. That's the shadow that Ronan Suryat casts. Okay.
You know what's really scary about him?
Moving right along. Hold,
no,
back over.
Back.
Go back.
Who's
go
that
back.
Pretty person in the corner.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Raven Lunatic.
Put hands up. Oh yeah. Oh.
You're so on board.
Oh.
Work it. The camera loves you.
Okay. That is.
Say hi. Say hi. Get
that
a mic.
Is the Raven.
Say hi.
Say hi.
Hello.
There we go.
Lovelies.
Yes, yes. The Fantasy of Millions. And, of course, there's me, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man.
The
bit
man.
Low so you can see the good hair. I'm going to have to fucking do some bad shit with this microphone in about 2 seconds here. Wasn't for the fact that she's protected by Sumerian, she can no longer draw breath. But such is the case. Hey, everybody. How
it's
the fuck are you?
The man.
Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, in out.
All right. And on the IRC? We have
Caffeine High, who I don't recognize before.
I've heard
High.
Of him.
I've heard of
been
him.
Here
I've
before.
Heard of him.
Has
before.
He? Infobot and Infoloop. Oh, yes.
Are these
yes.
two,
devastating
these two, like,
combo?
Joined at the hips or something like that?
They are.
I mean, it's really scary.
Yep.
Good to see that Prophet 4K, Prophet Shive, and Prophet Chaz Bork are also in the house using their cult names. If anyone is listening right now with a cult name, please throw up your cult lingo so we know who you are.
Three of my favorite people of all time.
That's right. And you should see the logos that Fork's done lately. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You guys are fucking incredible.
He's got them all done. I had a huge heart on with a big 4K sticker on top. It was awesome. Also, we have
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Lieutenant Major
triumphant
Zombie.
Return of Lieutenant
triumphant return.
The utter complete glutton for punishment is back once again.
Wow.
Lieutenant Major Zombie, did your mommy left you out of the room again?
Oh, my God.
He's got the speakers on low this time.
He's fairly loyal. I mean, shit, you know, whatever. Just
his
don't
mom
even,
let him back at
Lieutenant
the computer.
Lieutenant Major Zombie, do not even try to join cult. Sports Sith 99, Mr. Echo, MW Radio.
Mr. Echo's new. Welcome,
Mr.
Echo.
Welcome to Mr. Echo.
He's been ICQing me. Welcome.
We have
Pixie Chick is back. All right.
Miss MW Ray, Pixie Chick. I'm a little bit pissed with Pixie Chick because Pixie Chick has not sent me any of my mail back.
Oh, no.
I'm a little bit pissed with Pixie Chick about that.
Pixie but Chick, get on it.
That's okay. That's okay.
However,
we need Pixie Chick because she's a regular. She's a good, strong person.
However, we do apologize to her for the Britney Spears, but it was in the spirit of humor.
Yes. Yes, it was, though. We got Prophet Scribe. We miss you. We have Prophet Chasbort. Rabbit Puppy.
All right,
Skip
Rabbit.
Skip Radio. And
Titanium Midget.
Titanium Midget. Titanium Midget is also Titanium Midget made it in. Titanium Midget is a cult member.
Okay.
I have to process him, but...
so he doesn't have his name yet.
No, he's been accepted. It escapes me right now what clan he was a member of, but
okay.
he is...
Well, if he remembers. Or do you assign it?
I send them an issue with their symbols and everything.
Welcome to the ranks.
So he's excellent. It's just in the works right now. Sorry about that. We've been having, and I'm sure all the cult members are wondering where the fuck the audio zine brainwashing is. As we speak, we have our computers networked back to my home. And
look at that, 36.5% done.
Into compression. We did try to compress it, but I compressed the goddamn thing too much. It went from 435 megs down to 10. So it was
a little
bit high on the compression side. So that was like 32
bits. You open that thing up, it's going to be like a can of snakes.
Oh, yeah. Explosions are just bad. So what we're going to do is by the end of the show tonight, if you guys tune in, by the end of the show tonight, we should be able to have it up for you to download tonight. So you can have a double feature tonight. You can listen to What the Hell for 2 hours and then
listen to
the first issue of Brainwashing just after What the Hell. So that's the plan we're working on right now.
What did you want to see on here? Just reading it? Well, you know. I have a thing.
Well,
read it when it goes back.
Too fucking bad.
Because I know if all of you are like me, you need your brain regularly washed and dried.
Absolutely.
Where do you get those little, like, you know, softy bounty things for your brain? That's what I need.
They're found in beer bottles.
Where do you get them? You get them at kennedy@rantradio.com.
They'll wash your brain real good.
And I'll wash your brain for you. Because, hey, cult, consider the alternative. Who else are you going to vote for, you know?
And don't forget to scrub behind the frontal lobe.
It's easy to determine what's white, what's right, and what's wrong, but it's harder to determine the wrong that's more right. Yes,
that's
it's
right.
True.
So I don't have any news of the week, unless anybody else has.
Not really news stories, although did anyone hear about that Pakistani gentleman? Apparently committed 100 cases of murder.
Ah, yes. I've heard of this also.
And the judge, you know, being that
Pakistan... Who is a Rant Radio fan.
Yeah, apparently decided...
I've actually been in contact with a judge because he asked me about this.
Wasn't he in the IRC last week?
He was, yeah. And he called me up, the judge. Just to bring up our listeners on this, here's what happened. They caught this guy in Pakistan who...
Strangled. Chopped up.
Raped
them. Strangled, chopped up, and dissolved their bodies in acid of over 100 children.
And he also had three accomplices, also three children.
17,
really?
15, and 13.
Wow, that's great. So anyway, they nag these motherfuckers, and they bring him before the judge. So the judge is deliberating, and he called the hotline and got a hold of me, because, you know, he's a good guy. And I gave him my thing, and I'll be damned if he didn't do it. So
the judge,
the punishment he gave out there, Dexter?
The judge said that the individual is to be taken. He is to be taken into a public park and in front of the parents of these children.
Oh, yeah.
He is to be strangled to death.
That's fucking sexy.
Right? Now I actually thought, I was wondering how they were going to do it. No, they're not going to garrote him like I thought. They're not going to hang him. They are literally going to have two very large members of the Pakistani military come out and choke this guy to death by hand.
That's great.
Then he is to be chopped up into 100 separate pieces. The pieces are to be dissolved in acid.
In front of the parents.
And
to further the punishment, he was sentenced 700 years in prison for destroying evidence each 7 years for 100
pieces. Besides that, he was also given 700 years.
700 years after death?
Yes, after death.
Just because.
That's fucking mighty.
I think they should have done it the other way around, though.
Stickers. He's not going anywhere for a while.
Like, there's a lesson to be learned here.
Don't
you
do
know?
It. Don't be bad.
What did we learn from this?
Don't get caught.
What did we learn from this?
I have to congratulate the judge for showing mercy. I would have had it the other way around. Dissolving in acid, then chopped up into little pieces, and then strangled.
Yeah, it's a matter of taste, really. You cut the head off. First, a little bit of sinsilicholine to help you work without those annoying distractions.
The Paki Interior Ministry is appealing the sentence as barbaric.
Oh, why? It's barbaric. Fuck that. I'm sure that judge was just fucking pissed.
When
gunned out of his mind. Okay, you cocksucker.
When I heard that, the first thing out of my mouth was, holy Old Testament, Batman. I mean.
Give me that old-time religion.
What are we after here?
Holy pre-Vatican II.
Oh, nothing.
I want to go back to the original story. Go back to that one.
Okay, let's take a look.
All right, good enough.
That's an inspirational picture, I guess, there.
Iqbal targeted young street boys, apparently in retaliation for police abuse. I was abused by the cops. I'm going to kill 100 children. Wait. This makes no sense.
Yes.
I don't see the connection.
Yes, yes. That's one of those, you know, very seriously, we are going to come for you in the night.
You know. The Pocky Interior Ministry is appealing the sentence because it's barbaric.
Yes, the Pocky Interior Ministry is appealing the sentence because it's barbaric. Opposed to ass-fucking and boob-slamming 100 children. Then strangling them, cutting them up, and putting them in acid. That would be misunderstood.
That's right.
He's
troubled and needs to be counseled.
Personally, I would sentence this fucker to sloth.
I sentence you sloth.
You get to stay alive on antibiotic medication until your body rots to death from bed sores.
Oh, by the way, Dak has a brand new, real live, new
hospital. Wow, brand new. Not recycled.
I still have news, though, so we'll get to that.
We'll get to that. That's right.
All righty. Also, we have on the news for this week an interesting article. Now, I don't have the website for this, but I'm sure you guys probably are well and aware of this. There's an interesting device known as an eye-opener. An eye-opener was some attempt at a, you know, money-making scam where they sell you a computer, this bare-bones 10-inch LCD built-in. Basically, think of a... an 8.5 by 11 book about 1.5 inches thick, and throw an LCD monitor built into it, and have all your computer in there, and this is your internet terminal.
Is it like a laptop?
No, it's actually stand-up, but they have it stands on this little plastic stupid fucking thing, and you have a cord for your keyboard.
Like, scaled-down internet computer.
Oh, it is beyond scaled-down.
You get more with the Sony PlayStation 2. I know what he's talking about.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, the reason they sell it for $100, which is like...
Really
holy
cheap.
Shit, is that cheap. Now, the thing is, though, when they sell it, you have to hook it up through this internet provider, sort of like a cell phone, and then they fuck you that way, right?
Right, yeah.
Wrong, because there's a hack for it, and they give you a specific instructions on how to flash it, install whatever you want, spend $200, pick up a 4-gig laptop hard drive, and you're good to go.
Woohoo!
Yes, indeed. I don't have the website link for that, but however,
we must get this.
It's very fucking sweet ass because...
So it's $100 and you can do stuff.
Well, basically, after you put in the hard drive, depending on how much you want to put in the hard drive, but $350 American, you are fucking good to go with a notebook-sized computer that you can put in your car. And with the new Bluetooth wireless media that comes out, park your car in your driveway, go to your computer... Network 4 gigs MP3s over to it, and you're good to go.
I'd like to get the specs on that just to see.
I have
compare.
Them at my place.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's pretty... Well, the specs on that, it's got 32 megs of RAM. Ooh.
Can you install Linux on it, Infoloop asks. Well,
oh, yes. They have the thing for putting Linux in there. You can put... As a matter of fact, Linux is the preferred system to throw on it.
Trixie Trick says it's on Slashdot.
Yes, it probably did get Slashdotted.
Oh, probably.
So, fucking... It's very, very harsh. Like... I mean, where do you want to go today? You can take this thing, mount it in your kitchen. It's where do you want to mount this book? You could have a computer in the fucking bathroom. You could have your bathroom browser happening, okay? It's
that's
so
right.
You know, when I'm pinching
sweet.
Off a loaf, that's what I want to do. I want to surf the net.
Please.
You got some time.
Why not? It's exactly the same fucking thing.
Yep. I would prefer to mount it to my helmet when I'm out on an operation. That way I can kill to some really kick-ass tunes.
Well, that can be done because what you do is you take the entire unit, hook it to a battery pack, which you can get from your battery supply stores, just regulate the voltage, and it has a monitor out. So you can go to japan-direct.com and get the new Canon 280 fucking pixel head-mounted display so that you can do VR overlay and fucking go from there. I mean, where do you want to go today? You can do some crazy-ass shit with this.
Then
you hook up your GPS to it in your car. You hook up, hook up some extra fucking hubs for USBs. Blah blah blah. Fucking away we go. Okay.
Oh,
but
God damn it! When can I hook this into my central nervous system?
That's
coming.
That is coming.
Soon,
but
soon.
I want it now.
Instant gratification takes too long.
Micro.
What he said.
Micro optical is currently developed. Now, micro optical is the same sick motherfuckers who brought you the mirror shade visual setup, where they have a prism on the inside of your eye that just does a red light overlay, www.microoptical.com, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
However, they are currently, and they're having a hard time with this one, they are currently working on a broadcast for the back of the eye. So it actually fires a laser into your eye and paints a picture on the back of your fucking eye.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you couple this with motion wear, which is a unit that you place over the top of your head. It's less than $100. It sends microelectric signals into your inner ear to give you off-balance notions for when you're playing 3D shooters. So if you hit the thruster, you feel yourself get sick, sucked back in the sick. Or when you bank, you can feel yourself throwing sideways.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. And then we're broadcasting. We're broadcasting in through our eyes, so there's no actual screen. You're in total immersion. We use some Frausenhauser surround sound microphones. They're about $900, but what the hell? And then we have our VR systems, so we're getting very close to the actual wiring. Which,
you know,
I'm sure all the gargoyles out there are just jerking off.
You know, whenever I want that kind of effect, I just take drugs.
Yes. Well, imagine what you could do.
Walk around in the street.
LSD cranks your brain open to like 75%. Wait, let's get some livable programming, hook into that system, drop some acid, and cook. Let's overclock your head.
No, because you see, I'm scared of what's buried in there anyway. I don't want other things crawling in and out.
Right here is where we want the Lawnmower Man soundbite going, I saw God. God. That would be...
Oh, shit. I can see in 4D.
Yes, yes. It's Buckaroo Banzai.
I can see through time.
He sees you.
My God, it's full of advertising.
Mine is a little bitch about something about that's been in our local paper recently. Some kid killed himself because he's been bullied at school.
We're going to do that. We're going to do that. So.
Then I'll let you guys get to it, okay?
We'll get back to you.
We'll get back to you on that. I've got some jokes that Raven Lunatech was sent in her email.
Wow, I hope these really don't suck.
They're Irish jokes.
Not all Irish. This is something to offend damn near everyone. Joke for everyone. Wow. How can you tell the Irish guy is in the hospital? He's the one blowing the foam off his bedpan.
Oh, actually, I like this one.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
That's right.
Where does an Irish family go on vacation? A different bar.
Great.
What would you call it when an Italian has one arm shorter than the other? Speech impediment.
Need a microphone.
Yeah, I do. Huh. I think I should stop the insanity now. which one should I go with here?
No, next one.
You don't get to pick.
Oh, yes, I do.
No, you don't.
There's rules. Read the fucking thing. Man. Little black dots have meaning. Form words.
Rule. You can't
Mike doesn't
me.
Play well with rules.
Don't play well with the law.
5, 4, 3.
I tried to read, but now you stopped counting.
Oh, you lost it. Maybe you'll get back around.
But I didn't want to read that one. That was when he was supposed to read.
Read the fucking question! I'm sorry, I put down the chair.
Oh,
my
God.
That's a lovely text.
You lose!
You are not.
What does it mean when the flag at the post office is flying at half mast? They're firing.
Oh.
That's awesome.
This is a great one. What do toilets, the clitoris, and an anniversary all have in common?
I don't know. What?
Men miss them all!
Uh-huh.
I did not find that very funny. Oh, shit.
Well, we're not going to do that one because it's blatantly racial.
Well, why not?
Wait.
Go ahead, I'll do it.
Because we don't do racial jokes.
I'll do it.
No, we don't do racial jokes.
You can do a disclaimer and then do it.
Okay, this is not a racial joke. Why aren't there any Puerto Ricans on Star Trek? Because they are not going to work in the future either. I don't know any Puerto Ricans.
I do.
Matter of fact, the Puerto Ricans I do know are some of the hardest working psycho fuckers. That's why I say I've been working like a fucking Mexican. Because those people work like all the time.
Did you hear about the dyslexic rabbi? He walks around saying, yo.
Oh, God.
Okay, I hereby kibosh these fucking jokes. These are sounding very gay.
I'll do one more. What's the Cuban national anthem? Row, row, row your boat.
Okay, that's it for the fucking joke.
I have one more Irish joke.
Hey, DJ Rage,
what's
new person.
DJ Rage!
What do you call an Alabama farmer with a sheep under each arm?
Lucky?
A pimp.
Oh. brutal.
What is the difference between an Irish wedding and an Irish wake?
I don't know what.
There's one less person.
Hey, who wants to hear my anti-woman joke?
Let's hear it.
Why do women wear makeup and perfume?
I don't know why.
Because they're ugly and they smell.
Huh?
Well, that was my favorite anti-woman joke, actually.
Put down the chair.
It sounds so obvious, doesn't it?
And with that statement, you might as well go right to the next one. Why do divorces cost so much? Because they're worth it.
Oh, yes. So let's...
go on to some bulletins and stuff.
Let's keep on going here.
The friendly fascist ICQ'd me and said, who knew an invitation to check out my website would lead to threats of cult action by Dennis Leary's illegitimate brother?
What?
Reference to you, Sean.
Who knew an invitation to check out my website would lead to threats of cult action
by Dennis Leary's illegitimate brother?
Just somebody who ICQ'd me something.
Okay, well, if you're a friendly fascist, yeah, I'll kick your fucking head in, shithead. You want a cut? Come get some? By all means, I'll carve you a new asshole.
But, Sean, I'm...
Have an eye full of stab, bucknuts.
Sean,
wow.
I'm kind of a fascist.
Yeah, no. But you're an ineffectual fascist.
Oh, I'm Italian?
In all honesty, I don't know.
No, you're Irish.
Invitation to check out my website thing would lead to threats of cult action by Dennis Leary's illegitimate brother. Speaking, Sean came to my house and he fucked my dog. What? Who are you? Go away. I'll fucking have you shot. No, the reason, speaking of cult action.
Uh-oh.
It's better not be anyone.
Somebody to hang up on.
Could be somebody to hang up on.
It's not time to call in yet.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Oh, God.
Of course it is.
Say something intelligent or witty.
Good luck.
What? Seven layers of the OSS model.
Clyde.
No. We don't need TCPIP instructional right now.
The key word here is muffin.
Okay, you're looking at
he
a very serious...
get a muffin. Muffins are for people that worth it.
He's wasted one-tenth of his weekly salary on that phone call.
You know, that's absolutely right. But speaking of cult actions, last week I gave recommendations for people's heads on sticks.
Okay.
For the spamming issue that I had at my work.
Right.
Because I didn't really know what was going on.
Yes, I remember this.
Did that go? Well...
You blocked them now, right?
I locked them out. I figured out what the fuck was going on with my web server. So, in all fairness, it was my own stupidity that I didn't fucking know how to operate my mail server. Which, of course, through this, I mean, I came out on top because I learned how to operate the fucking thing. But, apparently that website had some issues. And they're also having some problems with some mail, and we didn't hear anything else ever from them. So, I'm thinking that for all those little happy cult members out there within the sound of my voice, thank you ever so much. And fuck with the power. Remember what BC Hydro says. Fuck with the power and the lights go out. Okay.
A couple weeks ago, I don't know if anybody out there or in here remembers. We were looking at this CD made by some special kids.
Yes, I remember that.
And they joined up with some famous musician.
Yeah, the Hockey Helmet Heads.
The Hockey Helmet Heads that...
Are you telling me the retards cut an album?
They did cut an album.
Oh, my God.
And one of our loyal listeners...
No, please tell me this is a lie.
Yeah, it's actually pretty goddamn good. Prepare for pain. You're going to laugh until you have fucking shit running out of your nose. Know this now. You may wish to move the spandoflage. All of our listeners.
Is this better than the Hamvi Hamsterdam's techno remix that I got?
This is so fucking mighty. This is mightier than the Hey All You Hindus, Merry Fucking Christmas, okay? This is so fucking mighty. Prepare. Okay, so warning to all people listening. If you're going to listen to this, clear breakable shit off your desk because you're going to hurt your ass.
So
okay, when you hear this.
Kids of Whitney High singing the song Insects. Here it is on Rant Radio on What the Hell.
Oh, God. Oh, danger.
In the Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio.
Oh, there. Sorry. Go ahead.
The truth of the matter is, you may think we're being cruel here. You may think we're being cruel. We are not being cruel.
I think that's
the
awesome
people
song.
Who made that album are being cruel.
They thought.
Okay.
They thought they could make some money off of that.
You don't laugh at the retard for walking down the street wearing the marker vest. You're not being cruel. The guy who's cruel is the guy who made him wear the fucking marker vest.
Imagine them touring with their lowered school bus.
Wow.
The short one.
My ex used to work with Tara. It's kind of like a handler trainer.
Handler trainer.
she was attacked repeatedly. I wouldn't have had the patience. Some guy comes into the bedroom at 3 a.m. armed with a pitchfork floor or not, and he'll be picking him up with a stick in his
Brent R., you are holy. You want to get in touch with Kennedy at rantradio.com. I'll sponsor you myself. Get the fuck in there.
Hello.
Absolutely. Personally, if I meet a guy in my room, If I meet a guy one night in my bedroom with a pitchfork, they'll find him there the next morning. Absolutely. You get to throw yourself out the window and spread out.
My room would be great. There are so many weapons in my bedroom. Oh, my God. It would look like...
Oh, yeah. It would be bad.
It would be a Conan movie.
Land of the Tetley Teabag. 1001 perforations.
Absolutely.
The worst part about that is I could envision it happening.
Oh, crap.
None of that was on, was it?
None of that was on. That's okay. But we're back on now.
That's... All I got to say, the only thing funnier that would be the Rock's video for it.
Although I've made the joke twice now, I'm now going to make it a third time, which is...
We're still not back.
We're still not back up? Really?
That's why that was funny, Kurt, because you weren't on.
We're here. Hi. It's his fault.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Technical problem.
Technical. Bye. Sedated fucking orgy happening.
Technical.
What the hell is that?
Beep.
Waiting for a response. No.
Is that okay, or what?
Okay, go get the zebra started indicating
them. Okay, just relax. Everybody be cool. Be cool. You be cool. Two.
Five.
And even though I had lost my eye, I knew everything was going to be okay. She turned to me and she said those three little words. You are so cool. It's an actual line from the movie True Romance. I love that line.
There you go. Here we go.
The dog and pony show.
And now the endangered zebra crosses once again and crosses, now pursued by the ever so lovely lion cub.
Yes, when white women are...
Oh, God, no! Stop the humanity! What's he doing to it?
When white women are naked, it's pornography. When black women are naked, it's geography. How does that work?
Oh, I have a feeling I know what's going to happen with you.
Ew.
Hippo love.
Oh, nasty.
And we're finally back.
Okay.
Yay.
We're back.
Oh, for the love of God, humanity.
Sorry about that.
No.
Someone put those back
in the
box.
Missed all the good stuff, too.
Yeah. You missed all the good stuff. We were talking about how, you know, you may think we're cruel for laughing at the retards. We are not cruel. The guys who made that album are fucking cruel. That's cruelty.
By the way, Bren R., we read your comment about your ex working at a
retard thing with the fork and the spoon and all that shit.
That got a solid laugh out of everybody in the room.
I will sponsor you myself. Get in touch with Kennedy at roundradio.com. You fucking slay. Okay.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Okay, so where should we go from here, boys and girls?
Anywhere we want.
Okay, well, let's talk about some new hobbies.
Should I talk about my week?
Let's do.
Okay.
Why don't we do your weekend Gross Hospital Stories?
Yes. Okay. Well,
shall we do the intro for Gross Hospital, or what?
Or do you want to do a preamble?
We can do the thing because it's kind of a long and a short story.
All okay. Right. Whatever. It's Uncle Dax fucking thing. So here we go.
Gross Hospital Stories. Now,
once again,
it's time.
Gross Hospital Stories.
Oh, she knows. We play the intro for her.
Hello, boys and girls. Guess
Hello,
what?
Uncle Dak.
Your Uncle Dak has got a new job.
Yay. What would that be, exactly?
Well, your Uncle Dak is now working at a hospital.
Imagine my surprise.
You have no previous experience doing this at all, do you?
Well, actually, in case I hadn't mentioned it, I had worked at a hospital once before.
Really?
For five years.
Five years, don't you say.
But now I'm working at a hospital again. And, let's see. How did this story start? About a week ago, I got asked if I would like to work at a hospital. They
mm-hmm.
actually said, we have a hospital. Would you be interested in working at it? And I was like, okay. So I get down there, and now this hospital is two blocks from the Biltmore Hotel.
Is this a
land of stories?
It's upscale.
Yes. Well,
yeah, one of those sawdust on the floor kind of places.
Yeah. I think I mentioned it once before. The Biltmore Hotel was the place where I got to watch a guy taking it up the ass from a dog.
Ah, yes.
Did you pay for this?
No, I didn't. I walked into the room.
He paid for this.
Apparently,
he paid for this.
He rented.
Fuck, would I make him pay for that?
Well, the cop said...
I love you!
The cop at the time said to me, if you weren't there, I would have shot him and said he had a gun. I turned to the cop and said, you didn't shoot him on my account?
Like, wow. Holy cow.
Anyhow...
We digress.
So your Uncle Dak gets to the hospital. Now he's figuring, given this neighborhood, he's going to have a lot of work to do.
A lot of cleanup.
Yeah. Well, I get there. They tell me, okay, here's your job. We want you to sit here in emergency until 8 o'clock. And I'm like, okay, well, what am I supposed to do? No, just stay here in emergency.
Uh-huh.
Okay. At 8 o'clock, you lock the doors. Pardon?
What?
Well, you see, this is such a small fucking hospital that at 8 o'clock, they shut the doors down.
An emergency.
They shut emergency down.
Correct.
Isn't that when bad things happen at night?
At that time, you send them all to Vancouver General Hospital.
Ah, okay.
So at 8 o'clock, they basically, I shut the doors. Then I go to another set of doors.
Okay.
And I sit there and I wait until 10:30. And then at 10:30, I lock those doors.
Uh-huh.
And you're being paid how much to do this?
I'm being paid, right now, I'm being paid $8 an hour. But that as soon as I get my first day ticket, which is in a couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
I'll be getting $12 an hour to do this.
That's a good
job. I can get you a job that will give you $50 a head.
Yeah, if you don't mind killing street kids, fuck, let's go. I did it for money.
Anyhow.
The first one's tough.
So I figured after a couple of days of this, I'm thinking like, oh my God, am I going to be fucking bored here?
Locking doors?
Yeah.
Once every hour and a half.
However, I have had to deal with basically a couple of complete and utter friggin' morons.
Yep.
I mean, they are like drug people. I mean, if anyone ever tells you, can you smell like when somebody's been smoking crack?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, trust me, you can smell when somebody's been smoking crack.
That distinctive burnt rubber smell,
yeah.
Yes, that's so attractive.
Yeah, yeah. So I've had to deal with a few people with that kind of like, you know, Michelin Man kind of smell. Like.
I'm sorry, if I meet Michelin Man, I make it a habit of mine to hit them in the face with a sledgehammer. I find this deters them.
Well, anyhow.
They'll never do it again.
This hospital is mainly a pediatric ward. And a two-level ECU. ECU stands for extended care. Essentially,
old
what this
folks,
is,
basically.
Old folks. So, I'm
wait
walking,
for a picture check. It's in the mail.
So, I'm walking around the hospital.
It gets much better picture check.
And from 10:30 till my shift is over,
yeah.
I'm supposed to patrol the hospital. So
yeah.
I'm walking around, and I'm up on one.
That's
of the,
most of your job. Just making sure everything's okay.
Okay, yeah.
Detect, deter, report.
Yep. So I'm walking.
Destroy.
So I'm walking around, and everything's kind of quiet, and I'm up on the third floor, and this old man falls down. So I go.
Can he get up?
No.
He's got his beeper.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
No, he can't get up. So anyhow. So I go over to help them. The nurses help this old guy up because he is like so old that his bones would like break if you look at them heavy.
Wow.
So while he's doing that, the nurses who were busy with this other patient, a 96-year-old Chinese lady, who I find out that her problem is that due to the bed sores, she has a perforated bowel.
Due to the bed sores?
Yes.
Her bed sores ate into her bowel.
So bad in her ass that they have actually eaten part of the end of her bowels.
Oh, that's
now,
wonderful.
Now, at that age, they are so, not on all cases, but in this case, this woman is so has Alzheimer's so bad.
I have a song running through my head.
She is so delusional that essentially all they do is they keep her in a chair with this little table across it. It looks like a giant adult-size high chair without the high part.
Uh-huh.
And they have little wheels on it so chair. They can push them where they want to, put them out in the sunroom, then move them back into the thing. I swear to God, they might as well just fucking water these people. They're vegetables.
Yeah,
so anyhow,
wow.
this woman, like I said, with the perforated bowels due to bed sores, they're cleaning out her wounds, the separated wounds. And
with a fire hose.
And
oh, wait.
Wait for it. And they forget to put the table lock back on, which is keeping her in there.
Oh, God.
She's off for a little stroll.
So the old man falls down. I go over to help him. The nurse goes over to help him, leaving the old lady alone. The old lady tries to stand up.
Okay.
She does.
First time
her
in
bowels
20 years.
Let go.
Oh, God.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Her intestine pours out her ass.
Oh, yeah.
She crashes, goes into shock, and fucking flatlines right in front of me inside of 5 seconds. Stand up, splash, blam. Cold white, bam, right down.
Oh,
losing your testosterone to your ass will cause you to do that. Oh, I'm just about flatlining.
That's right.
Oh, fuck.
What do you say to that? Fuck me.
What do you do?
She stood up her ass, all her guts fell out her ass, and she exploded.
What do you do, clap?
she
wow. Good performance.
She fucking
next show at 12.
Wow. That's fucking great.
Oh, yeah,
I'd kill myself. I'd be laughing so fucking hard. Smoke! What the fuck, man?
Your ass
like
is not
the time to go, okay?
Your ass was. It was.
Fell up and exploded, you know?
The only thing that was holding
resembled a tube of toothpaste.
The only thing holding her together was the chair.
Yep. Like, sitting down was the only thing to keep her
so the next time they moved her from the chair to her bed, it was pretty much
basically
over anyway.
Basically, when they cleaned her up, probably that was the last time. She was going to bleed out anyway. Probably. That was the problem. She was bleeding so badly, they had to keep changing the wounds.
Someone should hit her in the head with a fucking hammer.
She was, I mean...
It would have been kinder.
That was one even for your Uncle Dak. Your Uncle Dak was even going...
Take out the pillow with one flew over the cuckoo's nest time.
Wow, that's really brutal. It's official. I'm never going to sleep again.
Like, that was utterly, utterly gross. One of the worst stories you've
that
ever
was
told.
Pretty,
fucking rank.
That was
bitch
rank.
Just stood up and her guts fell on her ass.
I hope our listeners appreciate what Uncle Dak will do for you. Just to get a new gross hospital story.
Wow.
Okay. I think he deserves a round of applause.
Even
at least a golf clap.
Josh, real quick. Here's the summary.
You'll have to look in the archives for this
particular one, but here's the summary, okay? It goes like this. Dak goes to work. Dak helps old guy, old woman in chair, has bowel sores all throughout because of bed sores that perforate her fucking intestinal tract. They didn't lock her down. She stands up. All of her guts fall out her ass. She white lines and explodes right there on the floor. end of fucking list.
Yeah. Basically
nothing quite like doing CPR on a person with 5 feet of intestinal tract just kind of hanging out
like,
there.
The old lady exploded like a water balloon.
Seriously, no fucking lie, there was like 8 foot of fucking gray rope hanging out.
Oh, God.
Well, like, you know, really, you don't call the paramedics. You call the fucking wet cleanup on floor five. Wet cleanup. Like, the bitch came apart like a jar of pickles, man. Fuck
old Gil's moving up in the world now.
Like, seriously. And then I went to the bathroom and I jerked off and thought about it. Yeah.
No.
Claire, I'm serious. I'd fucking clear with a little bit. Fuck that. I'd taser the bitch.
Clear.
I'd tape a taser to a 10-foot rod and throw it at her. There you go. Spear this, you crazy cunt. Whoa. Wow.
See, boys and girls, that's why you want to basically use your body and die young.
The really funny thing, that our listeners have to understand is you're not making this shit up. Like, that shit actually happened.
It's a Japanimation death scene.
Yeah. Except there'd be a sword involved somewhere.
No, not necessarily.
The moral of this story is, do not go into the security field.
Yeah, no. No, I actually, there was a great part, is I come home, and I'm standing on the bus, and some 17-year-old kid says that he's about to finish school. He has no idea what to do with his life. He wants to know how much I make for a living because he's trying to decide what to do. And I'm like going, don't do this.
Stay in school. Never leave.
Like, do not.
You should have given him my email address, Jack. What are you thinking?
He's a lost soul.
He's a lost soul. And he wants
direction.
Belong.
He needs direction. That's right.
Kennedy@radio.com.
Oh.
Kennedy@radio.com. We have to have that. We have to run this as a subliminal track. We'll play it backwards. It'd be awesome. We'll have like secret messages and shit on our show.
We're going to do Movie Man right after Star Wars in 30 seconds.
Here we go.
You
don't
want to hear this.
Yes, you do. This is all three Star Wars movies in 30 seconds.
Not each total.
Now.
Star Wars.
You did clean the droid.
Tell me, Obi-Wan.
I should save Leia.
I've got you now.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan, we meet again.
I'm a ghost. Use the Force, Luke.
I can. Okay. No more Death Star.
I love you, Luke.
Part 2. The Empire strikes back.
Burr, it's cold.
Ah, the Empire. Run away.
You're a Jedi like your dad.
Wow.
I am your father.
My head.
Part 3. Return of the Jedi.
Wow, look at Leia's bikini.
It's Jabba.
Look, little bears.
Come to the dark side.
No.
Yes.
I can't kill you, Dad.
I'll do it.
Leia, you're my sister.
Pink.
Huh?
I love you, her.
Thanks.
The end. There. Now you're ready to see Phantom Menace.
Hello,
Movie Man.
How are we doing tonight, guys?
Excellent. How about you?
Doing okay.
Good. We just listened to Star Wars in 30 seconds, all three episodes, 10 seconds apiece.
Amazing.
It was like a... You've heard of it?
All right.
It's very good.
Yes.
So, what do you have for us this week?
Okay, this week we have The Ninth Gate. New movie with Johnny Depp, directed by Roman Polanski.
Really?
His first horror film since Rosemary's Baby, isn't it?
Wouldn't actually call it a horror film, more of a thriller.
That's quite some time off.
Yeah. Well, he's made other movies, but it's the first one that would be classed as a horror thriller type genre. Wasn't that bad of a movie. Ended up more questions than answers by the end of the movie. I basically came out kind of scratching my head regarding a couple of things. Had Johnny Depp, Frank Langella, who is always good in anything that I've seen him in, as the mysterious, creepy guy.
What else was he in? I don't recognize the name.
He did a Dracula version back in around 78, 79. He did Skeletor in the Masters of the Universe movie.
Okay.
I can't think of anything else you might have seen him in.
That's
fine. He's one of those guys you know if you saw.
Bad pirate guy in Gina Davis's Cutthroat Island.
Yeah, that's right. That was him too. Yeah.
Okay.
You'd recognize him too.
Yeah, I'd recognize his face. Okay.
What I found most interesting about the movie is I didn't realize exactly who Roman Polanski was. anybody there besides Dak know what Roman Polanski's claim to fame is?
I can't remember what it is. I've heard
the
name, of course.
Roman Polanski, didn't he do, oh, fuck, I should know this, Day of the Dead? No, no, that was,
That's Romero, but
that's
no.
Romero.
Can,
okay, I'm not talking movie claim to fame, I'm talking other than movie claim to fame.
Well, his major claim to fame is, there's two. One is the child molestation charges, but we won't go into that. The other one is the fact that his wife was the woman murdered by the Manson family.
That's it.
I was actually leaning more towards the 1977 rape conviction. Guy goes to a party at Jack Nicholson's house. That's right. Good old Jack. And has sex with a 13-year-old girl, which is...
I swear she was older.
Oh, yeah. She said she was 18. Swear to God.
Yeah, but she had the body of a 10-year-old.
He was actually convicted of rape. Sentencing, hopped on a plane, flew to Paris, has never been back.
Ah, but still makes movies.
And still makes movies. All of his movies that he makes are filmed outside of the country, obviously.
Technically, there's still a warrant for his arrest. He negotiated to come back a few months back, and they still couldn't come to an agreement. So there are still charges pending against him.
Wow.
That is correct.
But, yes,
so I want to see this movie. Why?
This in spite of the fact that the young girl, who's now a full-grown woman, says she has no problem with him coming back. She doesn't care. She just wants people to stop talking about it.
Yeah, she was, let's put it this way.
She raped or was she statutory
rape? It was statutory rape.
She was willing.
Yes, it was.
Well, then, fuck, it's not rape.
She was willing, but she was only 13, so it's still...
Ah, well, who can honestly say that they haven't fucked a 13-year-old? I mean, really.
I'm going to shut up.
In an interview, she actually said that she's like 34 now, living in Hawaii or something, but she said that she actually wouldn't mind. She wouldn't care whether or not the charges were proceeded with or not. So she's kind of neither here nor there.
Okay, you got to kind of ask yourself the question, what the fuck is a 13-year-old doing at a party at Jack Nicholson's house?
You had to have known fucking...
it's Jack Nicholson!
Totally, absolutely.
You had to know California and Hollywood basically in the 70s.
Oh, for sure. Let's pick somebody cool, like, say, Leonardo DiCaprio today, okay? We'll fast forward 10 fucking years, okay? And there's Uncle Daxter, and he's over at Sean Kennedy, the fucking man's house, and me and the Dark One have a child, and she comes up to me and says, oh, hey, Dad, I'm going to Leonardo DiCaprio's house because he's having a party. And I say, no, you're not. Or I send Ronan Sariat to be a fucking bush. Oh, the trees just came alive and took him.
Bullshit, that's not what he said.
Absolutely. I would come out of the fucking wall. What are you, nuts? My 13-year-old daughter at a fucking Jack Nicholson party? Oh, I don't really see what's going on.
Look, big movie star.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but then you see, we have these crazy things called morals and ethics. We're talking about Hollywood in California.
In 1977. Everything was good.
But basically, getting back to what I said before, yes, if anyone doesn't remember, Sharon Tate was actually the woman who was hacked to death by the Manson family.
Right.
She was, and that was Roman Polanski's house.
He wasn't there.
He wasn't home at the time, unfortunately. Well, fortunately for him.
I couldn't agree with Titanium Midget more. I think that basically anybody who fucking, anybody who's guilty of rape, I mean, that's a 2x4 offense right there. You know what I mean?
Shave her down. There. Get a grip on it. Yes. Summarize the movie.
Yeah, the movie. Like I said, more questions than answers by the end of the movie. It's about a rare book dealer who is hired to find a book that supposedly will summon the devil.
Dun, dun,
and it's
dun.
About his journey through Europe trying to track down this book and all of his people that he runs across. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it about a 6.5.
Yeah. Second run theater?
Yeah, pretty much. Second run theater. Better than video, not as good as first run. I'd go about halfway between the two. So.
Okay. Excellent.
And one other piece of movie-related information. The X-Men movies website is officially up and running now. They've got some new pictures of some of the characters. Looks pretty cool.
Excellent.
If you are a fan of the X-Men, you should definitely check it out.
And what's the site?
www.xmenthemovie.com.
Excellent.
So is Ninth Gate worth watching or what?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, weren't you paying attention a second ago? I said wait for it for second run, but I wouldn't go pay for it at the big theater, but definitely check it out.
Yeah.
Excellent. Say what the hell.
What the hell.
All right.
Yes, But as somebody on our website, Pixie Chick, I believe, first mentioned, yes, for all those Americans out there, 14 is the legal age of consent in Canada.
No.
Yeah, what is it?
No, it is not. 14 is the legal age of consent in Saskatchewan. And it's
also in BC here.
No.
I think so.
What?
Yes.
I think
are you
so.
Fucking serious?
Yes, 14 is 14 the...
Consent across Canada as far as
yeah, they changed the law a few years back. Yeah, it's...
What the fuck, man? I go into the prairies for 3 fucking years and all of society turns to shit.
See, you should have been here to help defend society.
Oh, my God. like, that joke's a fucking joke, but what
when
the hell?
When we broke apart from Britain, British law, a couple of years ago when the Queen was last year, they changed it from 12 to 14. 12 to 14.
That's my danger alarm going off.
Danger.
I'm now going
Thoughts
to go
going
for my
explode.
Assault system and begin firing.
If you have to find a 14-year-old to get your pleasures off, you're a sick fuck, and I will bleed you.
Yeah,
unless,
real quiet. Leave you here.
Not real
unless
quiet.
Unless you're 14.
Holy cow.
As well.
Wow, that's fucking just like... What do you say to that? Oh, well, it's
pick
not
pick you up
made.
After school?
Oh, my 15-year-old
daughter. Oh! Your bike or mine?
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's statutory rape. That's the statutory rape level. I mean, you can get aiding or undermining a minor or whatever.
Undermining?
Underwear. A whole bunch
you
of
can get
terms.
Being under a minor.
Defiling a minor.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of other charges that go with it. It's just statutory rape you can't be charged with.
Don't do it bad.
There was a situation when that first happened, which was going to... This is just going to drop your nuts to the floor. This woman had her daughter move in with a 28-year-old man. She was 14. He was 28. She couldn't do anything legally to get the kid out of the house.
That's right. Yep.
I remember in the paper, even, you know, some of the liberal left-leaners were kind of sitting around screaming at the top of their lungs, you know, calling for gods and
it's
jihad.
Like, this is bad, but our laws allow it.
Yeah, exactly. It's
that's when you make a phone call or an email to cult. Yeah. And cult solves your problems because cultists don't care about the fucking laws because they don't work.
Well, you know, I can't really say that because the laws don't work, but then again, law never really has worked. It's I can't really forget it. I can't actually even lie my way through this one. Fuck it, he's right. Let's just basically find these people. You have a problem, give us a call. We'll take care of it, okay?
Let me summarize it in a different way. If you're a member of cult, then think of the laws more as guidelines for activity.
Well, yep. Being as it's the cult, and I'm pretty much the guy who has a say on this is how this shit works, okay? There's a lot of gray areas in the world about a great many things, okay? And one of my cult credos, I'm rewriting the code, by the way, because, well, it's all very much in the beginning stages right now, so there's a few changes. A few things have to get ironed out.
Pigs are more equal than others.
No, but one of my big overriding cult laws is fuck with me. Fuck with you, okay? So it kind of goes like this. Life is not fair. The world is not fair. Nothing is fair. That's a human fucking concept. It's not fair that the wolves eat the sick and the young caribou. That's not fair. It's not fair that some fucking guy rapes a 14-year-old and gets to walk for it. That's not fair. And it's not fair when I staple his fucking head to the floor with a mining pick. That's not fair either. You know why? Because I judge it to be fair. I say it's okay. And I say it's okay because, well, that's what I do, because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I fucking judge. I think there's nothing wrong with that. I'm all for fucking stabbing some fucking pedophile in the eye with a mining pick. Go to it. Go crazy with a shovel. Take the weed whacker, put a skill saw blade on it, and run through crowds of them. Ooh. Fucking A. Hum that bitch up to 7,000 RPM, because, oh my God, lots of laws, zero justice. High law, low justice. Doesn't work. It was a lot more just in the 40s when we could just go into the streets and fucking start cleaning the house.
Did you notice now they no longer call it the justice system? It's now the law
legal system.
No justice.
Honest judge Sean Kennedy made me do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Blade me. We'll get the fucking wool. Oh my God.
Indeed. I mean.
It was Dungeons and Dragons. How long are we going to have to wait before decency fucking takes over? How long are we going to wait before people like pull their heads out of their ass and start acting on shit? What, am I not going to, like, something that fucking moves on one of me or my people? fuck you, okay? That's how that shit works. The Masons do it. Everyone does it. The Hells Angels do it. The Tong has done it. The Triad has done it.
The Mafia has done it.
The Mafia has done it. The Yakuza has done it for thousands of fucking years. It works. It's why change a good thing. We'll just get it online. We'll get a bunch of people. Sure, they're joining when they're 15, but that's okay. That's okay. We don't mind that because they'll get old. They'll get guns. And then eventually they'll have a large black van pull up outside their house and say, you know what? Sean hates you. Bang! And they fucking die. Oh, look at that. Quick impersonation for you. Hey, come here, little kid. What's that? Bang! Fuck, I'm dead. Okay? Wow, your whole head came off.
That's
fucking great.
Let's do your promo and then go into that story about the kid around here that jumped off the bridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to do your
promo.
Your Join the Cult promo.
You know what? I get up in the morning and I look around at the world around me. You know what I see? I see a world filled with poison. I see a world filled with venom. I see a world that got taken over by corporations. We don't have any choice left anymore. I see a world where people are being driven to the last notch. I see a world where fucking six-year-old kids are shooting each other in the fucking throat because the media taught them to. That's what I see. You know what? I'm sick of it. I don't want to see it anymore, and that's why it's got to start.
Now! I'm talking about the cult. I'm talking about getting together as a group and organizing. I'm talking about Deckers. I'm talking about vampires, flesh trippers, Ronin. I'm talking about the gargoyles. I'm talking about the whole fucking crowd of us all getting together and rallying under one giant fucking K. Why? Because I'm Sean Kennedy and I'm the fucking man and I'm the man who's going to bring a whole new system into being. I don't think it's time that we sit back and try to get it going on with another delegation system. I don't think democracy works. I think what we need is another king. I think what we need something to be done. We need action to be taken. We need action to be taken just to protect ourselves, never mind anything else. When was the last time you thought your neighbors actually gave a shit about you? Well, what if the online community actually got together, actually got organized? That's right, the kind of shit that the CIA's been fucking afraid of for years. Whenever a hacker pops up, they're a super terrorist! You think that's good? You think that's the way to go? I don't think so, Holmes. I don't think that's what you want. I don't think you want to be taken away to some fucking jail cell somewhere and locked away, having all your rights realized to be gone, and nothing but a piece of paper that was long since forgotten anyway. You think that's what you want? No, it's not what you want. You want to be real. You'd like to be part of a community. You'd like to be somewhere where people actually give a shit about you, and that's exactly what we're gonna do, because I am sick of fucking death of all the crap that's been going on in the world. I am sick to death of just ranting and doing nothing about it. The time has come to get organized, and that time is now. If you want more information about cult, you want to get involved, email me at kennedy@rantradio.com, and I'll set you right the fuck up. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Okay, that's right, it's Sean K. Time for live rant season. This week, we've got some fuel. We've got a little bit of fuel for me, okay? I'm looking in the province. Around Wednesday or Thursday, on the cover of the province, it was a young kid who's 14 years old! 14 years old, and what does he do? What does he do? What does he do? He went to the Patella Bridge, and he jumps off the fucking bridge. He goes and jumps off the bridge, the 14-year-old kid, and he left a suicide note. And why did he do it? Why did he jump off the bridge? Because he was teased so badly in school by his peers that he was like, I have nowhere to go, I have no one to turn to, I have no friends, he must not have internet, and I am just going to fucking kill myself. So he goes, consults a Ouija board first, consults that, and it says, what does it say? He says, oh, you should kill yourself, because this is what fucking Ouija boards say. They always tell you to kill themselves. Anyone's ever used one says, you'll die, you'll commit suicide, and you'll marry someone in the room, you're going to wind up being gay, because that's what Ouija boards do. All right? So he goes, what does he do? He goes, and he fucking jumps off the bridge. And I was like, oh, you know, when are people going to fucking realize that, one, the shit that people say in high school, a lot of people get really upset because, oh, well, these fucking kids, you know, they picked up a gun and they started shooting people at Columbine. They started shooting them. They were killing these fucking kids in Columbine. Wow, what's wrong with our society? No, what's wrong with your fucking kids? Okay? Because to a teenager, that's their fucking world is the high school, man. That's it. That is their complete suffering. And let me tell you, the abuse, the fucking sustained, you have to be an adult to have the Charter of Rights mean fuck all to you. Teachers take shit away from you. You are a sub-fucking citizen. There are convicts that have more rights than teenagers in America. And that is a fact. Cops can smack them down. They can be raped. Their word is no fucking bond. They're absolutely fucking at the end of their rope. And so what do? They pick up a gun. They go to the school and they extract some justice on their own terms. And what do these people do? They go, oh, this was wrong. It was so fucking wrong. What's wrong with our society? Our society
is fucked! That's what's wrong. It's all wrong. It's been a fucking duration of wrong for all close to 40 fucking years now. We've been all raised by media to believe in icons that don't exist. And we're just gonna fucking keep on feeding it to you. Have some more friends, you little fuck. Watch some Hollywood Squares. Have some fucking Jeopardy. It's a joke. It's a fucking gag, man. And there's a 14-year-old kid who throws himself off the bridge because he didn't know my fucking name. If he knew my fucking name, he wouldn't have thrown himself off the bridge. He would have thrown some other fuckers off the bridge. Don't kill yourself. Kill other people. It's never that bad. You have the gun to your temple and you go, wait, I have a gun. It's not that fucking bad. You never kill yourself. That's retarded. Holy fuck. Like, why would you do this? Why? Things are going really bad for me in high school. Things are really rough, so I'm going to kill myself. No, wait, I'm going to run away from home and kill some pimps and get some money, and then I'll fly to Paris, join the French Foreign Legion, get trained in cars because a shock troop, come back, hunt them down, and kill their kids in front of them. Ta-da! Which is more appealing? Or you can kill yourself! That's so fucking dumb, it's the height of stupidity. You fucking kill yourself. There is so many other reasons, so many other things you could fucking do, but no. I'm going to fucking kill myself. And people down the road, when I get fucking arrested, because God knows I probably am, eventually, it's going to happen. I'm going to get fucking arrested, okay? When it does, people say, oh, he's corrupting the youth. Look at what he said. He said that they shouldn't kill themselves. They should kill other people. What? What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm corrupting youth. I'm calling it exactly how the fuck it is. And if you don't believe me, why don't you ask some kids, because they'll tell you the same fucking thing. The same thing. Everybody in denial. La la la, fucking la. My world consists of Gap Jean commercials. That's my fucking world. Only thing teenagers have to worry about is dating pressure. That's all we worry about is dating pressure. Like, fuck, man. When I was a teenager, I was worried about making it off the fucking school bus alive. That was my stress. Shit, I wonder how many times I'm going to get beat up fucking today. That was before the big hormone kicked in, okay? And I practiced my well-known Scottish art of fuck you, which consists in a lot of a headbutting and then kicking you in the fucking face. All right? It's going to go really bad, really fucking fast. Society is rocking. There's 1 in 10 people in the United States are in fucking jail, man! There are more people in jail in the United States than there are in China! And there's like 1 billion people in China! I mean, granted, they fucking, you know, they kill a lot of them, but at any one given time, there's still more people in the United States than in the fucking jail. So, what's the solution? What's the solution here? Enough negativity, we have to band together here. Okay, we all know the government's going to die. We all know the government is going to fall apart in the United States. We know this. So what's the plan? Well, the plan is we are going to all lie under the cult banner. We'll have ourselves, everyone will download brainwashing, which we are currently, we just had it compressed, we're downloading DarkSide now, you'll be able to download it by the end of the fucking show, hopefully. And what will happen next? Eventually, society will fall. By that time, we'll have, hopefully over 100,000 members. Everybody sends me $2. I buy a Nike missile base. We all move in there, throw up the slice wire, and we gun everyone who comes fucking near us. New government forms. We all go back out. Thanks for coming out. We're the bastion of civilization. Thank you. Write a new law on some fucking gruesome pot. Okay, whatever it takes. The bottom line is people have to start communicating with fucking people. People have to begin to understand what is going on in the world. You cannot believe the television because everything that comes out of the God box is a lie. Everything that comes out of the God box is a fucking lie. Okay? So that's all I had to say about that. I'm a lot happier now.
And if you'd like
fucker
to know some more information about this and other topics, just email kennedy@grandradio.com.
Can I say something about this little thing with this kid? Now, this kid was getting picked on by a bunch of bullies.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell.
He was getting picked on by the entire school.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you something that's really hard to understand. Okay. I don't know why, but people seem to have a problem with this. It hurts when they get the shit kicked out of you. That's true.
Yes.
But the point is that if you put up enough of a fucking fight, they are going to leave you alone, because nobody likes, basically, let's put it this way. Somebody basically goes to push you.
Yep.
You turn around and try to gouge out his fucking eye.
He's not gonna
come at you anymore.
He's gonna think twice the next time. He's going to come at my eyes if I push him.
Basically, what you want to do is, if you're gonna get let's put it this way, you're gonna get the shit kicked out of you a few hundred times, and it hurts. But
so the point here being, make them fucking work for it.
Exactly. Don't be a victim. You may lose a fight. You may not be big enough to take the fight. You may not be big enough to win, but make them work for it. Get in your cheap shots where you can. Seriously. Fucking gouge their eyes out. Bite their fucking throats out. Mm-hmm. They're going to look pretty fucking silly with their trachs sitting in your teeth.
Yeah, they can enjoy their... it's hard to look cool when you're bleeding like that.
Exactly.
If you're going to go to the hospital, make sure you're not going alone.
Absolutely.
Bring a friend.
It's a boring fucking ride on the ambulance. Make sure there's somebody sitting beside you who's as badly hurt.
Okay, understand now. Understand, we got a lot of prophets in the house tonight. A lot of prophets are here, and they're generally nonviolent people because they're pacifists. I'm all for pacifism.
Yep.
Pacifism is good because generally I wish I could be a pacifist. I honestly do. But see, I have this problem.
Sean would have really low blood pressure then.
Yeah, I would be nearly as interesting to talk to. And I'm the kind of guy that you give me a lightsaber, the helmet and black robe just fucking appear, okay? I could never do that, be on the good side shit, okay? I would be like instant fucking lightning out of my fingers, okay? It would just happen. I'm sorry, okay? Because only men of violence can truly talk peace, okay?
I grew up in New York, and the neighborhood I went to was mostly black, mostly Puerto Rican, and
you were the minority.
I was the minority, and because of this, and this is also during the 70s, and there was a lot of race riots and a lot of race anger going on, so I was a very convenient target growing up. And in some ways, I made myself, for a very long time, I made myself a victim by not fighting back. When I turned about 8 years old, my father had a long talk with me, which involved how to basically defend yourself. After that point, I still lost a lot of fights, and I still got the shit kicked out of me. I got put in hospital a few times. But you want to know what happened? When I started hurting people back, and every time somebody started something, I was going down their throats, after a while, people left me the fuck alone. They can say anything they fucking want, just so long as they don't fucking touch me. When people started to understand that, I was happy, they were happy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it this way. They can feel big, they can call you whatever the fuck they want. That's not worth killing yourself over. And trust me, like Sean says, you can make jokes. It is never worth killing yourself for.
No.
If you're going to snap, if it's pushed you to that fucking point... Kill some of them.
Do something else. You're going to die anyway.
If you're so concerned about dying, go down in a hail of fucking gunfire, taking as many of the fuckers with you as possible.
I have a bitch about this.
Yeah, that's
true. My bitch was going to come up earlier. Mine bitch is not about the kid. Okay, it's the way fucking society treats this whole crap.
Yeah.
Okay, these kids down in Columbine have killed killed themselves or killed a bunch of people, right?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. This guy, I saw an interview with a guy that holds or chairs the Committee for Violence in Schools down in the United States. He said, quote, "We have found more guns in schools since the Columbine incident. These incidents have become much more popular. You know why? Because you were looking for the goddamn guns."
Oh, yeah. Oh,
jeez.
Yeah.
We wonder why
this
stupidity happens. It's because we don't look for it in the first fucking place. Mm-hmm. We don't want to find it. I think this is the only case where, like, gun control actually works, because if these kids didn't have access, easy access to guns, they wouldn't have used it. Because, face it, 14-year-olds don't really go out looking for guns. They pick up a gun and they go, hey, a gun, and shoot somebody.
Yeah, really.
Think about it.
You're too lazy
to go and find one anyways.
Like, I can understand, like, Fault Sequence is going through the IRC there, and he's talking about, well, wait a minute, Sean, you were saying cultists are for killing. Cultists are bad. Why are you saying you should join your cult then? Well, okay. No, I wouldn't go off here and say moron and shit, but I'm not going to, because he's got a valid point. Like, a lot of people are
going
to ask that.
What's going on?
What's going on, Sean? You're giving us conflicting info. Okay, I called it coke.
Please straighten us out.
I called it coke. Freudian slip. I called it cult as a gag. Okay, it's obviously going to be called a cult anyway.
Yep.
So that's, why do you think I call the magazine brainwashing, okay?
it's obvious.
Sarcasm, you fuck. Okay.
Everybody has their own opinion.
Yeah.
Everybody has their own ideas. They're all valid. The idea is to be together so we have people to support each other.
Is Lieutenant Major Zombie, like, totally taking up
He's
the entire embassy?
He's leaving right now.
Lieutenant Major Zombie, you've won! Guess what you've won?
You've won an all-paid expenses trip away!
Right the fuck out of here. That's right, you're gone. Yes, you're gone. Yes, that's right. Goodbye, kick ban. Fuck you, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Next time you do that, it's ban.
Yeah. If you come back to embassy, we will ban you, and we don't give a fuck, because we have cooler listeners.
For those of you who are wondering and who are asking, Girl on Left is not here tonight. We believe she's hiding out from Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Yes.
She heard he was coming back.
And she was like, out of here.
Joins Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Okay, don't say, there
don't,
you go.
Don't do it.
Poor baby.
Don't do it.
Muff. Don't do it.
Fucking
don't
do it.
Don't do it.
I'm banned. You'll only be able to listen to us.
I'll mail bomb something to you. Little fucking shit.
Anyway, 4 pounds a day.
Yeah, 54 pounds a day. Yep.
Yeah. So anyway.
Just back fast. Okay, let's do movie quotes.
Let's
time
do movie quotes.
Quotes.
Are we going to do movie quotes or those fucking sound effects again?
No, never the sound
before
effects.
Before we move on, I have one more thought to add to,
okay,
to the discussion here,
sure,
about doing violence to others and dealing with bullies and shit like that.
Yep.
Just think out there. Worst case scenario, what's going to happen to you? You might get killed. You might get arrested and sent to prison or something like that. Well, what's the worst thing about that? Free room and board.
That's right, and you're away
just,
from your bullies.
Just remember, don't bend over for the soap.
Yeah, exactly.
Also remember,
if
you're
going...
Better
check MIRC, I think Lieutenant Major Zombie's fucking around again.
Nope. Yes, God of Sim. Yeah, you better listen.
Also remember, even if you do go to prison and or jail, guess what? You're one person in ten in America.
Yeah, yeah, you're in good fucking company.
That's
yeah,
right.
And if you're in Canada, you can get a free education out of the deal.
By the way,
right,
in
boost
jails,
up your education.
Here's a little hint. If you kill and eat somebody, they'll leave you alone. they tend to do that, you know. It's like, you know, insane cannibal killers are usually left alone, especially even if they're the small, skinny guys.
I'm more scared of a guy who's like 100 pounds holding a needle in the corner than of like Bubba Uber biker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because yeah, you know what one of them is going to do. You don't know what the other one
yeah,
is.
Yeah, you know where Bubba Uber biker is coming from.
And more to the point, I know where he's trying to get.
Okay, everybody everybody in here knows how the movie quotes work. I played the three quotes. I turned them down in here. Everyone
so
types them, manically mad as quick as they can on the IRC and try to be the first one to guess who they are, and then I play them in here. And then that's how it works.
The first person to get all three or as many as possible wins. What do they win?
Wins the big prize.
Absolutely nothing.
So here we go.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Right! You take that duffer off your head. You put it back onto your sister.
Dr. Scott!
Janet!
Ah! Rooker!
Janet!
Dr. Scott! Janet!
Oh, no.
Ah! Rooker!
Janet!
Dr. Scott!
Janet!
Ah! Rooker!
Tango down.
He's doing the slow fade.
Down, people are saying it's choppy. What else is it?
Oh, we're back. Hi.
Hello.
Okay, we're going to turn it up for here in our studio audience.
Studio.
And let them guess
That's
what
awesome.
They are. Here's all three.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Right! You take that duffer off your head. You put it back onto your sister.
Dr. Scott!
Janet!
Rooker!
Janet!
Dr. Scott!
Janet!
Rooker!
Janet!
Dr. Scott!
Janet!
Rooker!
Whoa, there we go.
I actually know what all three are. And
so,
okay,
Sean
let's hear.
Cannot participate.
No, I didn't know what the middle one was, but I recognize it from there. At least I think I do.
I know,
okay.
I know what the middle one is, and I know what
the last one is.
I don't know what the first one is.
Really?
Yeah, the first one is easier.
I would think the second one people wouldn't get, but...
second one
okay,
is...
Okay, who's... You know the
I
first one,
I think you're
one,
wrong
right.
on the second
I'm
one, Desmond. I don't think you're right.
Man. What? War Games. Ding, ding.
Okay, the second one is Raising Arizona.
That's
all right,
yeah.
Dak.
That is.
The third one
is
the Rocky Horror Picture
Show.
All right. Excellent. So let's see who got it.
This one was War Games?
Yeah, War Games, DEFCON 1.
We are at DEFCON 1.
War Games,
Lieutenant Major Zombie got the first one. And Brenner got Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Did anybody get Raising Arizona?
Nobody got Raising Arizona.
That is, by the way, if you guys haven't had a chance to...
It's a very good movie.
That is one of the funniest films.
Oh, that's a holy film.
That was one of the earliest...
The Lone Biker of the Apocalypse.
That was one of the earliest... By the way, I found out something about Tex Cobb. He's the guy who plays the quote-unquote Lone Biker of the Apocalypse. He apparently was actually a boxer.
His ass handed to him routinely.
Yes. Oh, apparently this guy could take a punch longer and harder than anybody else. In one fight, it was so bad, Howard Cosell stopped announcing. The last fight Howard Cosell ever announced a fight for was a fight in which Randall Tex Cobb had his face smeared to the point that his nose was completely pushed over to the side of his face. He had it pushed back, put a couple of bandages on, and then went to the after-party fight, after-fight party, and got there before the guy who won the fight.
Okay, that's tough.
That's hard. That is
hard. I've seen that picture. He could take a hit better than Homer Simpson.
Wow.
The man does not have any nerve endings in his face. And he's a good actor, too.
That combination, you can go anywhere.
Yeah.
Now, what do you expect? Most actors are dead from the neck up.
Neck up. Exactly.
That's fucking brutal.
But, yeah, getting back to Raising Arizona, the Coen brothers... Definitely. You have to. If you have not rented this film, rent it. Nick Cage, Holly Hunter, John Goodman in one of his earliest fucking roles. It's hysterical. If you do not laugh yourself until you cry, you have no sense of humor.
Well, okay, let's keep this all in perspective now. It's a very weird sense of humor. Okay, it's not like liar sense of humor. Okay,
it's funny.
It's funny, but it's very fucking weird. Like, go get a few beer, make fun of Alabama people, kind of funny, okay? So it's pretty humorous if you got some brain cells going on. In any case, how are we doing on that brainwashing? How's that download coming?
46%.
46%?
I'll turn it up a little bit more. I'll crank it off to the show so it'll be ready. I'll show them the directory.
Okay,
and then they can download
it a half
hour later or whatever.
And then they fight for who's going to download it first.
That's about right.
It's going to be about, what's the size on that thing? 30-something megs, was I thinking?
30. Just under 30.
30 megs.
So
it's 42 minutes, and actually I had a lot of fun doing it. It's not that great of a show. Well, fuck that. It's a good show. It's
amazing.
It's
what
amazing.
Are you talking about?
Fucking incredible show. But I need more content, so I'll be going on. And I give a whole bunch of... movies for you guys to watch that you have to rent because they're... Or acquire. You have to acquire.
Acquire them somehow.
You have to get your hands on these films. I don't give a fuck how you do it.
By whatever means necessary.
That's right.
So I'm going to play Aqua, Ugly Girl. This is a takeoff of an Aqua song. And then we're going to come back with something else. Maybe AWOL Bag or...
Sure.
Shit List of the Week or whatever.
Shit List, yeah.
The Shit List. Okay. Here's Aqua, Ugly Girl on...
Remind me, I have a piece of music for you for Shit List.
Oh, excellent. Okay. On Rant Radio, what the hell? Here's Aqua, Ugly Girl.
I go for a ride?
Sure, kid.
Well, forget it.
I'm an ugly girl. My face makes you hurl. Bet I have it. I should bag it. Happy everywhere. Unwanted facial hair. I'm a relation to Frankenstein's creation.
You're so ugly, you disgust me.
I'm a bad, homely girl, all alone in the world. I'm as fat as a force in a lady.
You're a dog and a troll. Were you hit by a train? Don't go near you, cause your breath is stinky. So ugly, you disgust me.
Oh, let's go out and have some fun.
I'm sorry, but you're too damn ugly.
Oh, screw you, Ken.
The Sonatina in E sharp by Antonio Vivaldi, played by a Pablo Casals. during his 400-foot plunge into a bucket of boiling fat.
Morning.
Morning.
Well, what you got?
Well, there's egg and bacon, egg, sausage and bacon, egg and spam, egg, bacon and spam, egg, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, egg, spam, spam, bacon and spam, spam, sausage, spam, 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 bacon, spam, tomato and spam, 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 egg and spam, 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 bacon and spam, 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 spam. In the purple soul manner with shallots and aubergines, garnished with purple patty, brandy, and a fried egg on top, and spam.
Have you got anything without spam?
Well, the spam egg, sausage, and spam. That's not got much spam in it.
I don't want any spam.
Why can't she have egg, bacon, spam, and sausage?
That's got spam in it. It
hasn't got as much spam in it as spam, egg, sausage, and spam, has it?
Would you do me egg, bacon, spam, and sausage without the spam, then?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? I don't like spam.
Spam, 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 spam,
spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam,
spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam,
spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, I'm having spam, 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 baked beans, spam, 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 and spam.
Spam, 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 spam,
baked beans are off.
Well, can I have her spam instead of the baked beans, then?
You mean spam, 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 spam,
spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam,
and you say feedback.
We haven't got an intro for shitless yet, but that's...
We will.
That's okay.
It's in the mail.
It's in the fucking mail. So, in keeping with our fucking theme there, we're going to talk about the shit list. This weekend's edition...
Who made your shit list?
The people who made my shit list this weekend. A lot of people might disagree with me on this one, but when they hear me out, they will agree, because if not, they're fucking stupid.
He will convince you with his logic.
I will convince
or loud
you with
voice.
My logic. Okay, here's how it works. The people who are on my shit list this week are those assholes at Spam Abuse. You know those websites that are like spamabuse.org and all this kind of shit?
We help the internet.
What we're going to do is we're going to find out your server is relaying spam, so we're going to list your server by its IP address, and then all the other internet service providers that come to our site will not accept any mail from your server. And that means all your clients get pissed with you for something that's probably not even your fault. So if they like fuck up on a digit, or somebody screws up somewhere, or they just decide that... You know, maybe,
They don't
like you. They're just going to fucking list you, and you're fucking gone. Now, excuse me, I don't like being governed by some fucking organization in the States. Okay?
The word you're looking for is blacklisted.
Yep. Yeah.
They want to blacklist my fucking server? Excuse me? I'm very sorry, but who the fuck do you think you are?
How about go to the root of the problem, huh?
Yeah, how about you leave me the fuck alone? Oh, you're just relaying it, so we're going to ban your ass. No, 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 okay?
Ban everybody then, because everybody relays it.
Well, actually, 51% of the internet runs open relay servers, okay? Let's be real. Spam really isn't that fucking bad, man. It's one keystroke to delete the shit. Okay, who reads their spam? Nobody does. You highlight it on mass. Garbage, 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 garbage.
It
I know my
says
email
make
still
money
works.
Now.
you know?
Very easy to spot.
That's totally true. That's what you do. You're like, it's garbage, 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 garbage. I know my email's still good. Okay, right on. Because if you haven't got any messages for a while, then you'd wonder if your email settings are okay.
That's right.
It makes you know it's like a constant check on your email.
Oh, I got spam today. It's still working.
Oh, I got spam. Yeah, my email's up. Okay, that's good. You know, what the fuck? And people, and who the fuck are you to sit there and go and just, oh, I'm going to arbitrarily govern you. I'll govern you. No. I'll govern you, fucker. Okay? You want to mess around?
I may not have this spammer's address, but I know yours.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait until Cult gets a fucking legion of Deckers. I cannot wait.
Like, where are they? Virginia? Okay, send the Virginia section over.
Yeah, there
we go. You see, that's the problem with that, this whole thing. I can understand where you're going, where you use the internet to basically fight back against your foes. But what's wrong with a good old-fashioned hickory 2x4?
Because there's punishment and crime.
Hey, Slizo.
Like, I personally would not sit there and go and just, you know, walk up some guy and say, hey, asshole, you banned my server. I'm going to beat the living shit out of you. No. That's fucking stupid. Okay?
You're right. Beating the shit out of him is stupid. A good, solid punch in the teeth, however, is it?
No, I I have to agree with Fork, and I have to agree with Shazbort that violence is not always the answer. Violence is a tool which should never be used while you're angry. Violence is something used to accomplish something. Now, these people need to understand. Now, they have a good idea. They have a good concept. They just need to understand that they're not in charge.
That applying it in an arbitrary and Star Chamber-like manner fucking evil.
That's right. You can't just fucking do that, okay, because you wind up hurting people. I was a sysadmin who didn't know a lot about mail security. Now I know more about it. Did I come out more on top? Yes, I did. But the next guy, he's going to go through the same shit as well.
That's
you
right.
know, rather than banning the guy, run spam abuse and say, hey, listen, you know what? What spam server are you running? You know, you're relaying spam. Could you please stop for these reasons? Okay? And if they say, well, no, I'm not going to, fuck you, there's really nothing you can do about it because it's free! It's fucking freedom, you idiot! I mean, people fucking died so that people could be free. Now we have a free resource. People are trying to govern it. What the hell?
As well as if they're so all fucking knowledgeable, you know, send a little message to the person they think is an offender and say, like, look, this is going through your system, and here's what you can do to stop it.
Yeah, here's
some instructions. Send some knowledge along with their criticism.
Here's some instructions for your specific mail server how to stop it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
They don't do that. They just say, fuck you, we're banning you.
They just say, fuck you, we hate you. Because you ever notice that a lot of the Decker crowd, a lot of the hacker crowd, is really sarcastic and they have no time for newbies. They're all like, oh, fuck you, you're just an idiot. No, you fucking dick. Everybody learns. Where are the Lotus Gods now? Where are they? There were Lotus Gods. Where are they? They're fucking gone. They're administering systems that are going to fucking die. Okay? They're going to be left behind. And you know what? Everybody learns. So get off your fucking knowledge high horse and get with the program. Instead of being a critical dink, help people. Teach people. Don't just fucking be an asshole.
And
I mean, what the hell?
Are you sure beatings won't solve this?
That's an eventual means.
I mean,
like last resort.
I understand, but I think beatings will solve this.
Dak, you and the 2x4 are the court of last resort.
Okay.
You know,
Steve, this is the 2x4 is a tool that you use. Desmond comes out of the dark alley. He beats the guy. He kneecaps the guy with the 2x4, and he goes, "Hey, Sean tells you to listen.
What movie is this?
Keep talking.
Raven Lunatic is part of
the
movie.
The 2x4 is a coercion device. It is not the end-all. It is a coercion device.
I had to rent that.
That is so cool.
So
have you seen that before?
I haven't seen that one yet.
That
some
is
on there
so
I haven't
cool.
Seen.
I have rented that. That is
so
cool.
I can't remember his name.
Ronan Sariot.
This, yes. This piece of music that you've picked for us, is this music to fight by?
This is music to get knee-deep in somebody's intestines by while choking the shit one in each hand of somebody else.
Okay, so now that we're all riled up.
And headbutting a fourth.
So maybe you can introduce it. Who is it and what is it?
This is one of my favorite bands now.
I thought I saw that
Slipknot,
on a porno channel.
And the song title is called Sick.
S-I-C.
Cult is, Ronan Sariot is a master in the cult martial art form of fuck you.
Here we go.
I prefer Lalap Ghosh. Get them before they become a threat.
Thank you.
cause I'm a resident inside you. You can't kill me cause I'm a resident inside you. You can't kill me cause I'm a resident inside you. You can't kill me cause I'm a resident inside you.
Be going on vacation? See, the thing is, if you about to be up off this bitch, check it. Peep Delta. We be flying all over this bitch. Let me ask you something. You fin to raise up and get your travel on? From the interior to the exterior, you got to get your posterior in one of these big-ass planes. Dog, you lay in the cut straight sitting on your ass and getting your drink on and your snack on while we floss and fly this mofo all over this bitch. East Coast, West Coast, it don't matter.
If any one of our listeners wanted to send you a care package, what address would they send that to?
It would go to, name would be, start with number 881, Bombardier, abbreviated BDR. SSK, initials JRH to TFBH / Coralici, spelled Coralici / C battery, PO Box 5003, Station Forces, Belleville, Ontario, Kilo 8 November 5 Whiskey 6.
Right on. So we sent off your care package already, but what happened is we sent off your package, but like a fucking moron, I forgot to put the AA batteries into it that I purchased. So you're going to be getting a second smaller package that will be having the AA batteries in it. So that's all very cool. I wanted to just make sure, are you okay? Is everything cool over there? In all seriousness, you're not getting shot or nothing?
No, it's really relaxed. Although I went off the road the other day. So we get stopped waiting for recovery overnight in the middle of the field, which is pretty cool because the locals came up and tried to pull us out with a tractor, and they brought us hot coffee, made a campfire for us. It was pretty neat. We had like 30 people.
Did you clear the area of mines too?
No, they said that the area wasn't a major focus during the conflict. So they said there'd never even been any mines in that area because it wasn't tactically important enough.
Were you wearing your body armor we gave you?
Oh, yes. Every time I leave the camp.
Excellent.
Good man.
What else do you need? What do you need sent to you, buddy?
I'm doing okay right now. The only problem with parcels right now is that we've got, due to problems in Mozambique, we've lost a lot of our supply service flights for parcels are busy going down there now. So there's like a whole, no one's got a parcel since, well, pretty much since we got here. I think a couple guys who sent stuff like 2 weeks before we came here, they got their parcels just after they got here. And there's been a stop drop. There's nothing for a while.
Holy shit, man. Well, that's okay. You're probably going to wind up getting a big stockpile. If anybody was going to send stuff, they'd probably send things like powdered drinks, maybe some skin mags, some reading literature, AA batteries.
Yeah, porno's always good.
That's good. Any CDs, music CDs, ripped MP3 burned CDs are good. Whatever. That's fucking amazing, though. So what else is... I heard that a couple French soldiers got their asses gunned. Do you know anything about that?
Nothing. Just sort of, you know, what you can see on the news, and we see less of it than you do. It's... We get kind of trapped in our schedule, and we just, you know, sort of go from there. Occasionally someone actually picks, you know, gets a paper or talks to someone from home, and that's usually how we find stuff out.
Yeah, so they basically just keep you in the dark. Oh, so much has changed. Okay, man. Well, we're going to jump off the air with you. I'm going to keep talking to you off air. And fucking Ronan Sariat here is probably going to want to have a word with you, too. But we're all thinking about you, and we're all going on from there. And I'm sure a whole lot of people in the MIRC here is all saying good shit for you, too, saying their hopes and prayers to whatever gods they may choose would, be making sure that you're fucking being all cool. Okay, buddy? So hang on for one second. I'm just going to jump off the air here. So
take it easy, Hammer.
Take it easy, Hammer.
Press the top red button. So that was Hammer from Bosnia. So I guess we're going to have to maybe delay the call-in for the prize this week.
Yeah, but...
Or maybe not do it. We'll see. Is that the prize?
Let's take a look at this.
No,
it doesn't appear to be.
So we can talk about our great video.
Things that they don't show on the air anymore. You can still rent them in movie stores. Is propaganda films from Bugs Bunny and
for these were made during World War II.
By war bonds.
Besides that, not only that, some of the things were extremely racist.
Really?
They wanted you to hate the Japanese and Germans. Yes. In their portrayal of the enemy was amazing. Especially if you want to see something, it's almost impossible to get a hold of. There's the Disney version with Daffy Duck, in which he talks about being a stooge for the Axis powers, in which their caricatures are basically Germans, Japanese, and Italians. Is
less than kind.
Oh, beyond less than kind. In this politically correct day, it would get honest lawsuits.
Really?
Yes. So if you ever get a chance to actually see that,
you may be able to rent it from a video store. They're a little bit lax with that.
Cizo says he remembers a cartoon where Bugs called a kid Slant Eyes.
You don't see those on the air anymore.
Does anyone see any of those?
Anyone remember those Tom and Jerry cartoons?
Yes. Now, when I grew up in New York watching Tom and Jerry, they were always cut, and I never knew why. The reason was because the black lady,
right?
The black lady.
Yeah.
Basically, the character was called Aunt Jemima.
Uh-huh.
Aunt Jemima was basically always a derogatory term for a large, heavy black lady.
Which she was in the cartoons.
Now, up here in Canada, given the fact that this was pre-politically correct days, the kids in this area grew up seeing these. And when I came out here, I could not believe this stuff. I was just dying. But then I realized that was because I don't think there were any black people in Canada at the time to basically see this noise.
Still hardly is in Vancouver.
Well, no, I mean,
there's more.
We had basketball come in, so we had to get a few of them actually come in.
Import them, right?
It's like the comedian Dick Gregory said around the time Desmond's talking about, of course Canada has no problem with its black people, all six of them.
We know where they all live.
Is that the black comedian from here in Canada, Dick Gregory? Is that who you're talking about?
He's an American, but he used to be funny. Now he does infomercials.
Okay, who's that very large, there's a stand-up comedian, very large... black individual that is just killer funny. I cannot think of his name. Never mind. It's gone. Don't worry about it. It wasn't important.
We are. Go ahead. Are we going to start wrapping up or what?
Yeah, unfortunately, I believe.
I think so. Is the
Kurt
phone?
Burt and myself have to
phone
actually.
Phone want to do a phone in for the prize this week.
He's on the phone to Koichi right now.
So we're not going to do. We'll do
it next week. It's a really good prize.
We'll do it twice next week.
No. Okay. Since it's Raven Lunatic's birthday tomorrow, we're going to do a little
song. It's your birthday? It was my birthday on Friday.
Wow, double birthday.
Wow.
So we
but we're going
to
go around the room and say goodbye to everyone and
that's right.
Give some good shit out here.
You'll hear it.
No,
we're going around the room
first. And then we were going to end with Songs to Fuck By, which was my suggestion. Which
that's right, we'll do both.
We'll do both.
This is Sumerian saying goodbye till next week, 22 hours. I always get this wrong. 6 days and 22 hours.
Okay,
then,
over to the Daxter. Dak.
And remember, free Ted Kaczynski.
Have yourself a good night, people.
And then we have Ron and Mike, Projectile Vomit Man.
Yes.
And the waving when we have
Raven Lunatic.
Raven Lunatic.
And then we come up to me, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, saying yo. And that's right. In a matter of moments, is it already up there?
Which?
Oh, yeah, it's up there.
You, available
you the
for download
point.
Right now.
Oh, Ronin. Ronin, wave your little face.
Is Brainwashing. Brainwashing is available for download right now. So all those people, all you prophets out there, you can have it downloaded to you. If you, if 4K and Shazbot want to wait, I'll send it to you directly via ICQ because you guys have done way too much fucking work. And
tell Ronin to rave his face.
No, he's way the fuck on. It's okay. It's more important things. Ronan Sariet is currently off plotting for destruction of many Serbs and Croats.
And it's called brainwashing.issue1.mp3 under that directory I just
and
sent.
It's 30 fucking megs, so you can...
go at it for the next couple days for
so
all you people
is,
on...
Okay, so we'll go from there.
So all the people on the IRC, goodbye to DJ Rage, Fault Sequence, InfoLoop, Mr. Echo, MW Radio, Pixie Chick, Prophet, 4K, Scribe, and Shazbort. Rabbit Puppy, Sean 3 Sleezo, Titanium Midget, and Godlike. Tell your friends if you like this show. Tell your enemies if you hated it. ICQ number 51558.
For more occult information, make
when
sure
are we
going to
get that?
Kennedy at rantradio.com.
When are we going to get that goddamn toll-free number?
I've sent in the forms. Just waiting for them. I'm going to give them a call this week, see what's happening. So they've got the forms. It's all filled out. I've signed my life away.
DJ Rage, if you think the show is awesome, email me to get on the cult. Buddy, we need guys like you. Kennedy at rantradio.com.
Here it is, Kennedy at rantradio.com. So here's some songs to go out. I'm going to start that Delta commercial again. And then at Adam and his package, Happy Birthday, Ralph, and then Pantera, Fucking Hostile.
That's the song to fuck by.
Song to fuck by this week. And later, people.
Y'all be going on vacation? See, the thing is, if you about to be up off this bitch, check it. Peep Delta. We be flying all over this bitch. Let me ask you something. You fin to raise up and get your travel on? From the interior to the exterior, you've got to get your posterior in one of these big-ass planes. Dog, you lay in the cut straight sitting on your ass and getting your drink on and your snack on while we floss and fly this mofo all over this bitch. East Coast, West Coast, it don't matter. Nia, we'll get you to your hoe and back lickety-split. No sh**. Then you be back at your crib chilling with a flat spliff, thinking we were some crazy-ass angel. Hell, these fat, round, thick-ass vessels run up in the sky so deep, it be crying. Yeah, you thought it was rain. So bring a towel, because at Delta, it's laid out like that. Call one of these fly-ass Delta coochies and make all them punk-ass co-workers of yours catch the vapors as you be off and up out. You going? We fly you there. You been? We done already flew up in there. We got you covered like a Jimmy hat. At Delta, we loves us some flying, and it be showing like a motherfucker.
All right, Ralph. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You're breaking hearts and you're breaking guitars. Today's your birthday and you don't even know how old you are. You're in love with every woman from Tyler. You went swimming in the ocean with my goddamn dialer. You used to be fat, I think then. I like you best because now you're skinny. I'm chubby. And you make fun of my breasts. And I'm sorry, but this may sound
listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.